deciding on one solution. Sometimes it is difficult to choose among several high-quality alternatives. If more than one alternative solution meets all four criteria, the decision process usually involves identifying which one may satisfy them best. This may involve a process of thinking about the relative importance of the four criteria, giving more weight to one or two, and choosing the solution that best meets the preferred criteria. Another option is to select all potential solutions and implement them simultaneously or sequentially. The decision process involves thinking through a variety of considerations that will be relatively unique to the individual client. Additional evaluation criteria might be needed based on the internal and external and resources and assets available to assist the client to implement solutions. Young people with low self-efficacy and with low levels of resources and supports in their environment may feel ambivalent or lack confidence about all viable solutions. The solution-focused practice elements of exception-seeking, see practice element B3, and competence-seeking, see practice element B7, might be used to help young people connect with relevant knowledge, resources, and strengths, and bring these into the decision process. The material in C3 Part 4 is drawn from Bedell and Lennox, Chapter 7, unless otherwise specified.